Well, the marketplace is always changing. Our expenses are continuing to rise. It's getting harder to do business. And what we see is that in our community, we have a big issue with our payer mix, meaning the types of insurances that people are presenting to our hospital with, because we know that a patient with commercial insurance does not pay us the same amount of money that Medicare might pay, which pays us a little bit more than Medicaid pays us, which Medicaid is our worst payer. But about 50% of our patient volume comes from either patients that have Medicare, Medicaid, or have no insurance at all. And we're really heavily reliant on that other 50% of commercial carrying patients to prop up the poor reimbursement we get from those payers. So the concern, of course, is what is going to happen to Medicare reimbursement as we see Congress in a gridlock of spending. Well, if the government shuts down, who's associated with the government? Medicare and Medicaid. If those entities shut down, our payments stop flowing. And at best, they slow down. So that's something we're really concerned about. We really do not want to see our government shut down, because we know what that means for our patients and for us as a hospital.